Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi is still missing after his helicopter apparently crashed earlier today while returning from Iran's border with Azerbaijan. Iran's foreign minister was also in the helicopter. Adverse weather conditions are slowing search and rescue efforts. President Biden helping to give Morehouse College seniors a send-off into the real world. He also addressed Israel's war with Gaza, which has sparked campus protests.
The Gaza war is one of the hardest, most complicated, frustrating problems in the world, says President Biden.
But most of all, I know it breaks your heart. Breaks mine as well.
Telling Atlanta's Morehouse College grads, he and others are in an international effort.
I'm also working around the clock for more than just one ceasefire. I'm working to bring the region together. Working to build a lasting, durable peace.
President trying to reverse waning black voter support. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The president is set to speak at an NAACP dinner in Detroit, Michigan tonight. This is ABC News. Well, they blasted off from West Texas in a rocket for a tourist flight into space and then landed safely back down on Sunday, all with a special passenger on board.
One of those aboard the Blue Origin rocket, a famous sculptor who's a former Air Force test pilot, Ed Dwight, 90 years old.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. This is a life-changing experience.
Dwight was nominated by President Kennedy in 1961 as the first black astronaut, but until Sunday, never made it into space.
I thought I really did need this in my life, but now I need it in my life.
Those clips from Blue Origin. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The remaining U.S. troops based in Niger will leave the country no later than mid-September, according to U.S. officials and a joint statement from the two countries. Fewer than 1,000 troops are currently stationed in Niger. They are expected to leave well before the September 15th deadline. The U.S. will retain a diplomatic presence in the country. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep here in Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios and worldwide on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, get that on your phone right now. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Sherman Avenue or online at LazyOafLounge.com. We got a special hour of radio for you coming up. It is the Big Sexy Compilation. Let's do some debut music right now off that album from the American Dead. Midwestern Hearts on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Stays the same, but the
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The American Dead. Name of that song is called Dashboard Sermons. Midwestern Hearts before that. Both of those songs are brand new off of the Big Sexy compilation album. We're going to tell you all about that album. We're going to track through a lot of the songs on that album over the next hour. My name is Jimmy Kay. We're broadcasting live on the Civic Media Radio Network. In studio with me, we have Jesse G, Jesse Gantz.
Yo.
What's up, Jesse? We have Jesse I, hello. Jesse Ingold. I'm going to refer to you guys as Jesse G and Jesse I tonight.
All right.
Just so we can keep. How are you guys doing? Thanks for coming in tonight.
Good, man. Thanks for having us.
The Big Sexy compilation album. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about the show that's happening on May 25th at the Red Mouse in Cross Plains in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's talk about the two songs we just heard. First, Dashboard Sermons. That's a song you just told me that no one has ever heard, either recorded or live. Jesse G, tell me about this song.
It's an awesome song.
It sure is.
It's a song that we've been working on for a little bit. It was kind of, to back up a little bit, anybody who doesn't know, we have a fifth member of the American Dead, Nick Loger, has been in the band, and he actually joined before the news of Aaron broke, and we were working on getting a new EP and song out. And this is one of the songs that Jesse, I, myself, and Nick were kind of jamming before everything kind of came together as the AD as it is now. And I don't know, it just fits so well. And we're like, we have to do this song. It's got to be on the record. And it's just fun.
It has the classic American Dead sound to it for sure.
Yeah.
And it's cool that we got to debut it for your fans tonight on Max Inc. I really appreciate that. Midwestern Hearts before that. Jesse, tell me about that song.
That's a song that has been around for longer than I could even thought it was. We've been playing it live for a long time.
Yeah.
And kind of always like meant to record it. And we demoed it a couple times, but just never like went anywhere. So that one was one that we knew for sure we were going to fit into this. Like that had to finally get on record. So it's been played live a bunch for years now, but first time it's been officially recorded and released.
That's great that it has to feel good to get those songs out, you know, to have them out, to have people to be able to get the compilation album and get that music in their ears.
Yeah, it's long time, like not the best reason to get it all together and done, but it feels really good to get it out there for everybody.
Well, let's talk about the reason why the Big Sexy compilation album came to be. And it is a very sad story. And Jesse, your brother, Aaron Ingold, he has cancer. And it's, you know, from what I've heard, it's not great news. Of course, cancer is never good news. First of all, how is Aaron doing, Jesse? How's the family doing? How are you guys coping?
We're still hanging tough. I mean, he's still fighting his butt off, pretty worn out. But like he came in and recorded all his parts in the studio for this comp like pretty recently. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Pretty much we got these in the bank, so it's like been really recent. So I don't know. We were really proud of him. He came in and nailed his parts and like was really into it. And
he had
gave
to
a
have
shot
a
of life a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I was gonna say he had to have a really good time in the studio recording these songs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good time.
What was it like for you personally recording with your brother once again?
I mean, even like beyond what's all going on, it's been so long since we like had a proper studio session. Like, I feel like we've kind of been on the rocks for a while. Like, so I don't know. It was all just a relief that the weekend was there and everyone was able to do it and everyone showed up and did their part and was able to. It was just it's a relief. And it's just cool to hear the stuff come together finally.
It's quite an amazing story. And when the news broke about this, you all, I believe Jesse G, you launched a GoFundMe, or is that right? It was you?
Yeah, yeah. So the whole idea, or Kickstarter, sorry.
Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter.
Yeah. Crowdfunding, yeah.
Yeah, crowdfunding.
How did the idea then to launch the crowdfunding and the idea behind the Big Sexy compilation album, where did that idea come from, and how was that put into action?
Well, the idea was more of, when friends from the community or whatever happened to pass away or whatever, a lot of times when something's done, it's like after the fact, you know, they're gone.
Right.
You know, and it's still awesome to remember these people and do a really cool thing. But I just thought, like, with Aaron, like, we know he's terminal. We don't know how long he has with us and all that. So I'm like, well, why wait? You know, why not do it now? You know, we're given the opportunity to have the time that we have with him. And why not do it while he can appreciate and see the love that we all have for him? Like, just us as a band, the community, you know, the people we've played with, the people who came together to record on this album, and just to have him be able to see it and appreciate it, I think means even more to me anyway.
I can't imagine the happiness and joy that probably brought him. That now that, I mean, the show is just next week, mm-hmm. on Saturday, and the anticipation has to be, you know, has to be crazy, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely like, you know, the anticipation is pretty nuts for me. I can't speak for Aaron, you know, but anything that I have heard from him, he's been pretty like, man, this sounds amazing. These bands are great. Everybody's awesome. And it's, just a great time all around.
We got Jesse Gantz and Jesse Ingold in studio with us from the American Dead. We're talking about the Big Sexy compilation. The official release is going to be on Saturday, May 25th at the Red Mouse. We'll tell you more about the show here in a couple of minutes. Let's dig into some music, though. The next three artists that we're going to play covering American Dead songs, we're going to hear Pinhead McFly in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Tim, of course, in Eddie 8 Dynamite, Government yep. Zero. Yep. He's such a good guy. What can you tell me about the cover with Big City Moon that we're going to play?
I'll say that Aaron, more than a few times, because he's heard some of the rough, like the first wave of songs that came through, that was like, he keeps like, man, Tim's cover of, but he keeps talking about that one. He said, I think he even reached out to Tim personally to tell him how much he liked the cover and stuff. So that's definitely been one of the favorites.
Yeah, and really going. Tim took it in a direction I wasn't expecting. You know, anybody who knows Tim knows, yeah. like he's like a poppy punk, like, right. you know. And he took it in a different, and I just love it. And the vocals that the Government Zero dudes did, and like, I just like, gives me chills. Chills. I love it.
Bad Year Out of Milwaukee did a track. We're going to hear that second here. Win or Lose. They'd actually just released new music not too long ago. Yep. The great band. How did you connect with Bad Year?
Well, Bad Year and... so Mike used to be in the DUIs, mm-hmm. and so we went on the road with the DUIs a while ago. So that's how we know Mike from Bad Year, is the connection there. And they killed the song. And I'm really appreciative that, like, I didn't realize they were working on new music themselves, like for their own record, and they still like came through. Mike was just great. He's like, I want to come in. I need to do a track on this. This is gonna be awesome. I'm like, yeah, dude, like for sure.
How cool is that? And of course, we mentioned the DUIs, the American Dead and the DUIs have played how many shows together? Countless?
You know, quite a bit. And it's been some time now, but yeah, years ago we were together quite a bit, and we had a 7-inch split that they originally covered Little White Pills on.
Yeah.
And they brought it back again for this and re-recorded it.
Well, Little White Pills is one of my personal favorites from the American Dead. It's here right now from the DUIs. Little White Pills. It's the Big Sexy compilation. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Little white pills might knock me out. Little brown foods do. Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
make sure to get out past some city lights. Cause life goes by faster than a getaway car to the state line. Make sure to drink all your whiskey, drink all your wine.
Drink all your wine.
Stay bring warm.
Stay bring warm.
Through the loneliest times. We were falling fast asleep. Should have been watching the road. And we both went out on a Saturday night, but only one came home. Falling fast asleep, should have been watching the road. And we both went out past some big city lights, but only one came home. Stars and shake these blues. Make sure to drink all your whiskey, drink all your wine.
Drink all your wine.
Will I live? But never arrived. We were falling fast asleep. Should have been watching the road. And we both went out. Saturday night, but only one came home. We were falling fast asleep. Should have been watching the road. And we both went out past some big city lights, but only one came home. Only one came home.
Sync on Civic Media, Sunday night with Pinhead McFly and Big City Moon, cover of The American Dead from the Big Sexy compilation album, Bad Year Before That, Win or Lose. That was a great song by Bad Year right there.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot. I like the Pinhead McFly too, and of course the DUIs doing up Little White Pills. I'm Jimmy K. In studio with me is Jesse Gantz, Jesse Ingold. We're talking about the Big Sexy compilation officially being released on May 25th here in Madison, or actually in Cross Plains at the Red Mouse. It's not really Cross Plains. It's at the end of Mineral Point Road.
Yeah, it's Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff, yeah.
It's kind of Middleton. Yeah.
That's a little party corner right there, too. It sure is going to be next Saturday as well. If you want to text the show, please do so. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text directly from the Civic Media app. Horicon, you're listening tonight. Sherry from Horicon says hi. She's listening to
Hi Sherry
Mad Radio. Also, an anonymous texter from the 608 says sexy sounding Jessies.
Correct.
Yeah.
I like that. And Chris Casper, let's give him a shout out. He's listening right now on WMDX. He says they sound so flipping good, you guys.
You know why?
Well, I know why, too.
He's our mastering engineer. Thank you, Casper. Mm-hmm. You are the man. And this is I only heard the first half of the compilation mastered. So, Chris, I'm getting to hear some of the songs for the first time right now myself.
They sound great. Let's talk about the production of the album. Of course, Chris Casper doing the mastering.
Yep.
And we got it to say, you know, Chris Casper, he works here at Civic Media, is one of our engineers, doing a bang up job in the engineering department. Thank you for that, Chris. What was it like working with Chris, and what was his reaction here? I need these masters immediately.
Skin of our teeth. He turned it around real fast for us. You know, everybody did. So we did a lot for the local recording. We did it at Blast House the first weekend in May. And then so Dustin Sisson was our engineer there. And he did six or seven of the songs. I don't know. I have a spreadsheet. I have to look at it because I can't remember every detail. But
right. That was on Saturday only, though, right?
Yeah. So Saturday and Sunday.
We spent the whole day with him. Yeah.
So he pumped out those mixes for us. And then Casper got everybody's all 21 songs. So Casper got them done in a week. And
that's amazing. That's not easy.
No. I felt bad. I was like, We're
21 songs, right?
Yeah, 21 songs. Yeah, total on this, on the compilation. So, but yeah, he was awesome. I hopefully didn't annoy him too much with I understand I was asking a lot of everybody for the timeline and he came through.
Everything fell into place so well.
Yes.
So, and got done the right.
Yeah. And Casper actually reached out to me. I had alternate plans for mastering and he mentioned like, oh, I'd love to be part of it. And I was like, oh man, it's like a no-brainer. I don't know why I didn't just automatically think of him, because we've known him from the past and other bands, and he's been a fan of the American Dead. And as soon as he asked about it, and I was like, let me think about it. And then I'm like, what am I thinking about? No, yeah, dude, yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah. And then let's give Dustin Sessions a shout out over at Blast House Studios.
Sure. Yeah.
He's the one that mixed a lot of the songs, right?
He spent an entire Saturday and entire Sunday out of his schedule to record. I mean, it was like 12 hours a day, probably.
Yep.
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.
And of course, it's multiple bands, so it was like herding cats to get everybody in the studio on time and get set up.
And yeah, and he was amazing, like just working with everybody, different styles. PV was in, their metal, and Whiskey Pig was in, and
Fresh
then
Menagerie,
there's, which is, they're coming up, and Nellie Wilson, which is like country, it was, and he just, everything just flowed really good. And then so he did like a good handful, and then a lot of the other half of the bands, they all did it on their own in their own studios, and they were all amazing. Got everything to me, when the timelines, when everything was due, and everybody was amazing. Everybody was great.
And even one song was recorded in Germany. We're going to hear that later on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. We got Jesse Gantz. We got Jesse Ingold in studio. We're talking about the Big Sexy compilation in celebration of Aaron Ingold. It's not only the CD release or the compilation release, but it's also Aaron's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wednesday is his birthday. Saturday
Wednesday
will be the celebration.
Yep. So, that kind of like pushed the day, it made the date fall just perfect. It was like, oh, this is his birthday. This is the target. This is what we're going to do. So
awesome. Text the show right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text right from the Civic Media app. Though I'm not sure if the phone is working right now. I'm just going to throw it out the window, We got music on the way from Unnecessary Roughness. We'll do the takeaways. It's the Brash Menagerie. It's the Big Sexy compilation on Max Inc. Radio.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Is it Saturday night yet?
Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's the big, sexy compilation hour here on Max Inc. Sunday Night with the Brash Menagerie and One More Drink.
Give me one more drink and I'll be gone. Something strong to help me move on. Can't kick me out just yet. I need a shot of whiskey and some gin. Another
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with big, sexy music tonight. That's the takeaways, and Ain't It Strange, a cover of The American Dead. Is there anything cooler than Bill Martin singing into a microphone?
No.
It's my favorite drummer there, Joe Reedy.
Yep.
And Joe Reedy on drums. He's a monster on the drum kit, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I love the takeaways, and in a roundabout way, they're kind of related by second cousin, by marriage. I'm making that up.
No, I mean...
to the Brash Menagerie.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's links.
844-967-2789. We do have a new text from the 608 here listening to WMDX. Jason and Becca listening to Marshall. That's the takeaways in the Brash Menagerie right there.
Yeah.
They say hi. They're sounding great. Also from the 608, y'all sound great. Thanks for doing this. That was from Luke and Junie.
Luke from our band Junie. And his young daughter.
Excellent. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate that. So let's talk about the show that's coming up this weekend. It's at the Red Mouse in Cross Plains. It's actually the end of Mineral Point Road. Yep. Saturday, May 25th is the celebration of Aaron's 42nd birthday bash. And, of course, the release of the Big Sexy compilation. Jesse G., tell me about this show. Who's playing and what's in store?
So, first and foremost, it's, you know, Aaron's birthday bash. So, we're having his 42nd birthday, and then we are releasing the comp as well. So, the party will start at 2. You can start coming in at 4 o'clock. We are going to listen to the compilation in its entirety at the bar. Drink some beers, eat some food, hang out, have a good time, and then at about 6 o'clock or so, the American Dead will actually play some tunes live. And then we have a super special secret surprise band that's going to do a fun little set.
Super secret surprise.
Yep.
I like that.
So only a handful of people know who it is and what they're playing.
And you're not willing to drop that on the air tonight.
No, it's going to be a fun...
Do you want a beer?
Oh, I got it. It's not as many empties as, you know, 14 years ago or whatever, but, you know, a couple. But.
Could you give a hint to the super secret?
It's a blast from the past.
A blast from the past.
Yes.
All right.
We also got Help Desk.
Yes, sir.
After that.
And then speaking of Uncle Tim, another one of his projects, You First with Joe Reedy and crew are going to be closing out the night playing some covers of covers of covers in a fun way.
Covers of all the fun way. Is this a 21 up or an all ages show?
All ages. So
all ages.
Red Mouse is all ages friendly until 10 o'clock, which is the time that the party technically ends anyway. So okay. You can bring your children. I'm going to be brave enough to bring my crazy kids running around.
Are they really even kids anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're young adults by now, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Definitely act like it.
The Big Sexy compilation at the Red Mouse Cross Plains. There's a Facebook event. Just search for Aaron's 42nd B-Day Bash Big Sexy. You can go to the American Dead Facebook page too. You get all the details there. Hope to see you there. Jesse G, tell me about the next song we're going to play from Unnecessary Toughness.
Stoked.
Yeah, Unnecessary Toughness. So this is Jesse, I might be better off telling. He knows a little more.
Jason and Andy from the Gusto fame and Chris Webber from the Takeaways, etc. Yep. And this is like their actual debut of anything they've
put out. Yeah. That's right. And they did this. So Chris has his own studio, which turned out real dope. It looks so awesome. Yeah. Easttown Audio.
I just saw a Facebook page for that.
Yep. And they did this track, actually did three, the Takeaways, Unnecessary Toughness, and I'm totally brain farting. I thought there was three. But anyway.
We'll get it later. All right, let's check it out right now. It's Unnecessary Toughness, a debut off this Big Sexy compilation. It's one of my favorites from the American Dead, Broken Teeth Blues. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Alone. Yeah.
on Civic Media. We are local music with Jakey Bear. She calls everybody honey. That's Jake from the Gusto.
Yeah.
Live from Germany.
Yeah. He recorded that in Germany. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure probably at his kitchen table. I'm not really sure. He sent a video of where he was, like his living room or kitchen and stuff. Yeah. So it was fun.
I miss Jake.
Time. I was pumped he got that in.
That's a great version of that song, too. Yeah. Totally unexpected, actually.
Yeah.
Before that, Unnecessary Toughness, brand new band that was a debut of them.
Yeah.
Right here on the radio. And I'm hoping to see them live out. Who's in that band real quick?
Oh, this is funny connection because other people from the Gusto, right? So Andy Raymer, Jason Kelso, Chris Weber in that band, Unnecessary Toughness.
Amazing. The connection. You know what? Madison music scene, you all did well. You came together. You made this compilation happen in short order, too. You contributed the funds to make it happen on the Kickstarter campaign. Thank you so much for all your help and everything you guys do out there in the Madison music scene. It's one of the reasons why I love Madison so much, because it is a true music community and it's awesome.
Yes.
It's humbling.
And I love, like, you in it too, like meeting you years ago in your basement.
In the basement.
Like all that, you know, it's been.
Yeah. Thanks for the support on this.
Yeah.
Journey. Our pleasure, man. My pleasure for sure. We got one more texter here from the 608 listening to WMDX. Jesse. Terry Bear in Mount Hora sending love.
Hey, Terry Bear.
All right, don't forget the Big Sexy Compilation Show is happening in Cross Plains at the end of Mineral Point Road. The Red Mouse. One of you, Jesse's, give me the details, the lowdown one more time.
The Red Mouse, Saturday, the 25th. Starts at 2, play the compilation in its entirety at 4. Live bands start at 6. It'll be the AD surprise band. Oh, I almost said it. Help Desk and You First, gonna play some live music.
Not only that, but the people who donated to the Kickstarter and have like merch and things to pick up, it's gonna be, that's the place. And they get like a VIP wristband, free drinks and food. And
And that's a huge shout out to Spoken Frame Media as well, Patrick and Shamit in the studio with us filming, and Wes Morgan at Spoken Frame making a film of this. It's going to be awesome.
We never have enough time for these stuff. I mean, we only had the hour. Thank you both of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Jesse, to your brother Aaron, much love to all of you.
Appreciate
man.
It. Thanks.
And really appreciate you coming in, being part of this Big Sexy Compilation. And both, don't forget that there's not going to be any physical media, but there'll be a digital download for you.
Yep.
All right, we got 10 seconds. We got one last song, The American Dead. It's St. Albans Street. This is brand new, right?
Brand new.
Yes, sir.
Anybody hear it?
We've been playing it for a little while, but it has never been released before.
Let's check it out right now. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's The American Dead, St. Albans Street. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Oh, by the way, Essential Last Crack is coming up in Rocker's Closet. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.